Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.
He started Blexit with Candace Owens, and now he's tackling his biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome, 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 welcome. I hope that you guys are having a wonderful day. You can guess what I'm going to talk about today. And that's the raid of former President Donald Trump's private home at Mar-a-Lago. There's so many unanswered questions. There's so many theories floating around. I'm going to try to do my best at answering the questions and acknowledging the things that we have right now that will give us more context about what happened. Now, obviously, my show is at 3. You know, if you're from the West Coast, it's at 3. So y'all may have heard a lot from other people, but I'm going to try to give the best of my ability a way to just explain what happened. So there is, let me just say it like this. There is a way that the FBI could be justified in raiding someone's home, even a former president. Do I believe that the FBI is justified in the raid against Trump? It is very questionable, in my opinion, as to the raid against Donald Trump. I think they may can put together information and argue that the raid is legitimized, which we all know that they can fabricate information. They take information from a false dossier and create whatever they want to create. The biggest question here that we need answers for is why. And I always say this. It doesn't matter what happens. Let me not say it doesn't matter what happens. It's not as significant as to what happened compared to why it happened. Donald Trump's private home at Mar-a-Lago was raided. Okay, we get it. It happened. Nobody died. We get it. The question is, why did they raid the home of a former president? To me, there's multiple theories here. The first theory is that Donald Trump did something criminal. And we all know about the archives, and I'm going to explain it in a second, but that Donald Trump did something criminal, and they were justified. They got a warrant. It was signed off by a judge. I'm assuming that's how the federal government does it as well. Signed off by a judge, they actually do an investigation like they should be doing. Or the other theory is that it's all for political relevancy. Donald Trump is going to announce that he's going to run for president. They want to make sure that he has a bad name going into his announcement for president. Obviously, after the CPAC, ain't that interesting that after CPAC and they voted to see if DeSantis or Trump was going to be the man of the hour, and Trump came out overwhelmingly with the vote by the GOP, and all of a sudden they raid his house. Isn't that ironic? But I think that to throw shots at his political future and to cast doubt in the minds of other people, I think that that could be a reason. The third reason, which I believe could be more likely, is that they are going to use the fact that he potentially had documents that were supposed to be in a national archive, whether he legitimately took them, whether he unknowingly had them in his possession and did not know that there was a need to return them, regardless of how that transpired. There's a theory that one of Clinton-linked lawyers, I think he gave the theory on CNN. It's a theory that I think is more consistent with what I think they're trying to do. The goal with the raid is to not do anything other than discredit Donald Trump and try to get him from running for president in 2024. This particular lawyer, Mark Elias, made a statement. Let's see, where did he make this statement at? It's irrelevant. But his statement that was made, he brought up U.S. Code Title 18, Section 271. And it will bar anyone who is convicted under that statute from holding public office or running for public office in the future. And I'm going to read the statute. And this particular person points out in the statute, and I'll read it again, U.S. Code Title 18, Section 2071, and it states, whoever having the custody of any such records, proceeding, map, book, document, paper, or other thing willfully or unlawfully conceals, removes, manipulates, obliterates, falsifies, or destroys that same or the same shall be fined under the title or imprisoned not more than 3 years or both, and shall forfeit his office and be disqualified from holding any office under the United States. I think that that is the reason why they conducted the raid at Donald Trump's personal residence. Supposedly, and I don't know if this is true or not, we will find out all together, but supposedly Donald Trump had documents that were classified, and he supposedly or allegedly had them at his residence. And the National Archive and Records Administration, the NARA, said that Trump took 15 boxes of presidential records to his personal residence in Florida. Those boxes allegedly contained classified national security information and official correspondence between Trump and foreign heads of state. The NARA notified Congress in February that the agency recovered the 15 boxes from Mar-a-Lago and identified items marked as classified national security information within the boxes. And it said, goes on to say, the National Archive and Records Administration described itself as the nation's record keeper. Now, for some reason, I believe that they think that Donald Trump has more information still at his personal residence. Is that true? Could they be planning information on Donald Trump? I don't know. Nobody knows. They clearly got a warrant. Now, we know for a fact, all you got to do is look at when Donald Trump was running for office and the Steele dossier and all these other stuff that they were doing. They had authorization, which we now found is illegal authorization, unjustified, unconstitutional authorization to spy on American citizens. They literally used the fake Russia collusion dossier to then give them permission to spy on the phone call conversations going into the Trump Tower. And the way they're supposed to do this is that they have the right to spy and take down foreign leaders' information and spy on them, listen to their phone calls, and record them. The American citizens are supposed to be redacted. We don't have the right to spy on American citizens. We can spy on foreign powers. Now, of course, something that is redacted has an original form. And to the public and to people who don't have classified or security clearance, they can't see under the redaction. And if you guys remember back when Donald Trump was running for office, what happened was they leaked documents that yielded the name and identities of American citizens whom they were spying on for political gain. They did it to Donald Trump. We found that that was illegal. They had no reason, no right to do what they did, but they did it anyway. The government, the federal bureau agencies, or the federal agencies, obviously the Federal Bureau of Investigations is one of those agencies. When the people who are in power are in power, they have the ability to weaponize. Why didn't Republicans weaponize the FBI when they were in power? No. I don't want to hear no Republican cry about Democrats weaponizing the FBI. Shut your mouth, because when you were in power, what did you do? Nothing. You were trying to play by the rules. Hillary Clinton had a server in her house, a server that the government didn't know about, allegedly. We know Barack Obama knew about it, but the government didn't know about it. She was sending and receiving classified information on a server. Which one do you think is more relevant and should be taken more seriously? A president that has presidential information from the National Archive, or a woman who's sending and receiving classified information on a server in her house? And then when she get caught, ladies and gentlemen, what does she do? She delete the server. She wiped the server and bashed BlackBerries and other devices with hammers to destroy evidence. Not one time did she get raided. Somebody explain this to me. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
MyPillow is having their biggest sheet sale of the year. You all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now Mike Lindell, investor and CEO, wants to give back exclusively to his listeners. The Percale bed sheet sets is available in a variety of colors and sizes, and they are all on sale. For example, the queen sizes are regularly priced at $89.98, but now they're only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. Order now, because when they're gone, they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. These come with a 10-year warranty and also a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There are a limited supply, so make sure that you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon or go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square and use promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long, so order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for your exclusive offer on the Percale sheets.
Common sense in an uncommon way. Act like you know.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to The Officer Tatum Show. I'm your host, Brandon Tatum. Follow me on social media at The Officer Tatum. Download the podcast. How come you haven't downloaded the podcast yet? Y'all better get with the program. Download the podcast on all podcasting platforms. With all the political issues that are on the play today, including the outrageous and crazy raid by the FBI at Donald Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago, in the aftermath of the latest multi-billion-dollar spending spree by Congress, I want to break for a minute and remind you guys about the campaign for the Food for the Poor and our Food for the Poor. If you go to theofficertatum.com, at the very top of my website is a banner that says Help Ukraine. Let me make this very clear. This is not helping the Ukrainian government. I wouldn't give the Ukrainian government a cent at this point. This is about helping displaced people who are in urgent need of supplies and meals that have been displaced. And I think we remember, and I hope that we retain this in our memory, that the men had to stay in Ukraine and fight, and the women were displaced and the children, and they're without their fathers. So I just want to bring this to your attention. I want to let you hear from a spokesman who's on the ground that's giving some insight.
And the only way that we catch up with that is with the generosity of people stepping forward, making that contribution in whatever way that they can. And that will allow us to reach those people that are there right now, sheltered in place or ending up in a refugee situation. You're allowing us to respond to this and go further, faster.
And every dollar donated by my listeners will get 4 meals. Okay, so if you donate $1, you get 4 meals. If you donate $50, you get 200 meals. And so I want you to consider and pray about it and think about it. How much can you actually give? And if you were in that situation, how much would you want another person to give to you? Now, knowing you can't control your government's idiocy or whatever is going on is out of your control, but how much would you want to give? For the Christians that are out there, how much would God want you to do? You go spend $5 on a latte at Starbucks. $5 will take you, I think, 20 meals if I did my math right. $5 will give you 20 meals. That'll go a long way for some people who are in dire need. So I want you guys to go to TheOfficerTatum.com, click on the Help Ukraine banner, or you can phone your donation directly to the special number, 855-918-4673. Again, that's 855-918-HOPE to help the Food for the Poor campaign. Let's get back into the conversation about Donald Trump. My theory is that they're trying to pigeonhole him into having information that's prohibited from retaining without returning back to the National Archive. If they can get him on those charges, he will be barred from holding office and be barred from seeking office in the future. I'm keened on the fact that I think that this was the exact plan to not allow him to run for office. After CPAC is normally when you see who emerges as the Republican frontrunner. Who's going to run for president? Donald Trump swept DeSantis under the rug. It is clear as the noonday sun that Trump is the man for the GOP. That was established. And it, with that being established, the Democrats had to do something political. Now, the Biden administration and the White House have made statements to say that they had no idea that this happened. They had no idea. There's no way in the world that the White House didn't have an idea about this occurring, or Nancy Pelosi or anyone else. Why do you say that, Mr. Tatum? Donald Trump is not just a random guy on the street somewhere. Donald Trump is a former president that still gets Secret Service protection for the rest of his life. And his family, his immediate family, gets Secret Service protection for the rest of his life. What bureau or what branch of government does the Secret Service fall under? If you'd ask me, I believe it's the executive branch. So if you're going to do a FBI raid, somehow there could be a potential conflict between Secret Service. You have two FBI or two federal bureaus. I wouldn't say it a federal bureau. I don't know where the Secret Service fall under. But you have two federal agencies or some that are associated that could come into a conflict. And you're telling me the president, the commander in chief, don't know that this could be a potential conflict, that he's not briefed, that a former president is going to be raided. And there's a potential conflict of interest there. And the sitting commander in chief had no idea. Nancy Pelosi, she may not have any idea. Well, you know what? Let me take that back. Joe Biden probably knows, but he's too stupid and his brain is dead, so he don't remember. But there is every reason to believe that the White House knew exactly when this was going to happen. The president is the commander in chief. He is the leader of the FBI, essentially. The FBI has a director whom he appointed. And now, of course, there are some investigations that they won't tell the president about. I.e. if they're investigating the president. Maybe they won't tell the president. But if you're investigating a former president, of course the current president would be notified. And he has to swear to not say anything that will compromise the investigation. They lied. I believe they're lying. They're going to lie to you. This is a complete hit job. This is a hit piece on President Trump and America. And my biggest frustration, before I went to the break, my biggest frustration is that why haven't Republicans done anything? I don't understand how we're in this position right now. We had the House, the Senate, and the Oval Office. We had the presidency. We had I think we didn't get the Supreme Court justice till after we lost the House and Senate. But I mean, my God, we have conservative judges. Why haven't we done anything? Why haven't we held them accountable? You know, you have people within the FBI that are sending information, conspiring against the current president. At the time, it was Donald Trump. We have people who knowingly took false information from the Hillary Clinton dossier and went forward. Let me give you an example. As you guys remember, because you're old enough to remember, it was a couple days ago, the federal government arrested officers in the Breonna Taylor case, right? I think two of the officers, which was Detective, I forget his name now, but one of the detectives and one of the sergeants, I think that they threw them in there because they wanted to bolster their case. But there was a detective and there was also an officer who apparently deserved to go to jail by falsifying a search warrant. Now, explain to me this. How do they get arrested for falsifying a search warrant, meaning they knowingly interjected information that wasn't true to obtain a search warrant? Now, I know the ins and outs of the search warrant, and they could have gotten it without adding the fake information in there. They could have gotten a search warrant on Breonna Taylor's residence anyway. 40-page document proves that on my website. However, what about when they did this to Trump? What about the Steele dossier? What about the investigation? All of that was done on false pretenses that they knew about, but nobody went to jail. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
On the Salem Podcast Network and right here, right now.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. MyPillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year, and you all have helped build MyPillow into the amazing company that it is today. Now, Mike Lindell, inventor and CEO, wants to give back. The Percale Bed Sheet Set is available in a variety of colors and sizes. And guess what, ladies and gentlemen? They're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but is now only $39.98 with our listeners' promo code. So order now, because when they're gone, they're gone. And the Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There is a limited supply, so make sure you order now. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Or go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener square, put in promo code Brandon. This offer will not last long. So order now with promo code Brandon at MyPillow.com for this radio exclusive offer on Percale Sheets. We have people calling in, 844-900-7243, 844-900-7243. Bob from San Diego, California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Thanks. You're doing a great job. Anyway, on your topic, I was reading an article from Reason Magazine yesterday, and it said this type of offense, even if he were indicted and convicted, wouldn't disqualify Trump from the presidency. They pointed out that the qualifications for president are stated in the Constitution, and it would take a constitutional amendment to change those. So that's all I have.
Awesome. Awesome. Bob, thank you so much. I appreciate the insight. Yeah, I mean, there's a gentleman that was speaking on behalf, you know, Hillary Clinton dummies, that was saying that there's a certain clause that prohibits him from holding office, which, according to what Bob said, is probably not associated with being the president of the United States. It could be holding another public office, maybe an office that is not an office that you can get elected in. But yeah, I mean, I think that they're going to try anything. I think that the former argument that I had was that they're going to try to attempt to do this. And another argument that was brought up is that even if he's convicted, I mean, not convicted, but indicted, it doesn't matter, because this is litigation that he's going to have to go through throughout his entire run for president. And this is there's multiple ways to get people caught up in stuff, right? You have a direct approach, meaning they broke the law. You go right in, you arrest them, they caught up. You know, you got plenty of evidence. They're going to go down in the court of law, so they do a plea deal. You got them. They do a plea deal, they do whatever. They admit it to guilt, you move on. There's other ways that you can hit them too. You can get a person into a criminal litigation, and now they have to pay millions of dollars to defend themselves, and they're trapped up in this dirty cloud over their head. Even though it's a weak case and most people know it's not going to go through, you're not going to win in court, but you tie these people money, you tie their money up, you tie their reputation up in this cloud. That could be a viable option as well. They want Donald Trump to have a cloud. I mean, they loved him. We all know that. I'm speaking to the choir on this. Everybody loved Donald Trump for the most part. When I say everybody, I'm speaking to the people who now hate him. They loved him. They had no problem with him. Donald Trump used to donate to the Clintons. Oh, do we not remember that? Donald Trump donated to Hillary Clinton. So Donald Trump wasn't some right-wing extremist. I think he was more middle ground liberal. And Donald Trump came out and stood up for American values, and then they began to hate him. Clarence Thomas, one of the smartest men to ever live, one of the greatest men, historically speaking, to ever live. And I guarantee you, before he became a Supreme Court justice and started ruling on conservative matters, they probably loved him. And now they hate him. Ben Carson. They got documentaries about Ben Carson. There's books about Ben Carson. There's actual movies about Ben Carson. He's the first person in the history of the world to do some of the things that he's been able to accomplish. I think he separated conjoined twins at the head. Pediatric surgeon. So he's been able to do things that people have never done in the history of the world. He was beloved. And now they hate him because he's a conservative. I got about 30 seconds, but I remember people loved me at the school I went to in Paul Ernst Dunbar. All my buddies loved me when I was in the hood and I was representing what they want to represent. Then I came out and supported Trump, and now all of a sudden I'm the worst person that they've ever met. It's absolutely crazy. But I want to tell you guys about Relief Factor, because if you're looking for a solution for aches and pains and inflammation, you have to give Relief Factor a try. And if you've been taking Relief Factor and you got off Relief Factor and you realize that the pain is coming back, you probably want to re-up. So right now, for the new customers, if you want to join, you can start with the 3-week quick starter for $19.95. You can get started. You can give it a try. You can go and evaluate, as B. Tatum, his experience consistent with my experience. You can do all of the above. And that's, like I said, it's only $19.95. All you have to do is go to relieffactor.com. That's relieffactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. And you can get started relieving pain today. Relieffactor.com, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
When you drive a vehicle so reliable it's backed by a 10-year, 100,000-mile limited warranty, you stop thinking about what you can't do and start doing what you never thought possible. Visit your local Kia dealer today to see what you're capable of in a vehicle that inspires confidence around every corner. Kia, movement that inspires.
Call 800-333-4KIA for details. Always drive safely. Limited inventory available. Warranties include 10-year, 100,000-mile powertrain and 5-year, 60,000-mile basic. Warranties are limited. See retailer for details.
Welcome back, you patriots. I know you're sick of it because I'm sick of it too. I'm tired of these leftists lying and being deceivers. But I want to tell you real quick about Uncle Tom 2, the movie. It is incredible. Larry Elder is associated. Obviously, Larry Elder, I think he's the director, or I can't remember what role he plays in it. I think he's considered to be the executive director. I could have that wrong, but Larry Elder is associated, so just know that. It's a great film. Executive producer, not director. Justin Malone is the director, and I know both of them very well. So Justin Malone and then Larry Elder is the executive producer. I was in the documentary Uncle Tom, the first Uncle Tom movie. It was tremendous. If you haven't seen it, you need to go on and watch it right now. You can go to UncleTom.com to watch the very first Uncle Tom movie. But the second Uncle Tom movie is even better. I've seen it. It's better. It's if you thought the first one was in your face, the second Uncle Tom movie is in your face. And if you want to check it out, I'm in it. If you want to check it out, you can go to salemnow.com. That's salemnow.com. Pre-order Uncle Tom 2. And once it's released, you will have it in your possession. You do not want to miss this film. I'm going to continue the conversation that I was having, you know, just the frustration that I feel about what happened to Donald Trump and how people have just so crazy and deranged. It's very weird to me. I guess the sentiment that I feel deep in my heart is that we need to fight back. We can't just lay down and punk out. I ain't never been that type of person, and I don't expect no patriots to be those type of people. You can't punk out. You know, they out here mocking us or whatever. Yeah, that's cool. You remember they were mocking us, and then Hillary Clinton lost the election, and they cried themselves to sleep every night. We need to come back with force, and we have an opportunity to do that. The problem is that people – they think, well, everybody's going to turn out to vote. Maybe I don't have to vote. Or maybe I don't have to do much, man. The wave is coming. No. You have to vote. You have to show up. We need Trump Republicans to get in the office. Because this is not just about Trump. It's about our country. Why are they coming after Trump if he's such a deviant and he lost the election? Remember they said he lost the election. If Donald Trump lost the election, then why they worry about him? How many times we worry about Hillary Clinton? She's not a real candidate. She can't win. Nobody cares about Hillary Clinton. They didn't even bring her up. She raised from the grave and wiped dust out her eyes just to go say stupid stuff online every now and again to get 1,000 retweets. But nobody's caring about Hillary. She's not a viable candidate. Donald Trump is a legit candidate. He won last election. I don't care what nobody said. He won. I saw 2,000 mules. Can somebody explain 2,000 mules? Explain it. I see the videos of these people taking ballots and pumping them in the machine. Multiple ballots. And these people you see pumping them in the machine went to multiple locations. 20 plus locations. 2,000 of them were identified. Pumping ballots in there. You can't submit more than one ballot. In many cases, we see illegal activity happening on television. It's not doctored. It's not a hypothesis. This is not a theory. I saw it on 2,000 Mules with my own eyes. And we're supposed to believe that. And 2,000 Mules is an angle from the mule perspective. We're not even talking about the fact we saw the lady pumping votes in a thing in Georgia, pulling ballots from under the table. How you going to wait till everybody out of there? You looking around, you pull ballots from up under the table, put them in the machine while everybody on break. You can't tell me they're not cheating. Me and my wife witnessed somebody we know cheat. Witnessed it. Cheat. Casting votes in Arizona and don't live in Arizona. For a fact. You think that was the only person that did that? You know, because in the state of Arizona, I think people don't understand this. In the state of Arizona, our driver's license lasts for 50-some years. My driver's license expired like 2050-something. I'm praying that I outlive my driver's license. But so what people do is that if they move away, they go to California, they go to Texas, they go to New York. If they still have an Arizona driver's license because it haven't expired in 50-some years, if they didn't punch a hole in it, they can come back here and they can try to manipulate the vote. I guarantee there was an email that went out for everybody that used to go to school here, used to live here, used to have family here, or whatever the case may be, that still have an active driver's license, go to Arizona and vote. I bet you. I almost want to put my life on it that they sent out a mass email and people were doing that all over the state of Arizona. We found that there was tons of people that voted who actually moved out of the state. They were no longer residents here, and they voted in an election. Over 40,000 votes were illegally cast in the state of Arizona, according to the audit. But let me get back to this and get off the rant. Who am I more upset with, the Democrats or the Republicans? The Republicans. Y'all, the Republicans, the ones that we elected, that got in there and they all beating their chest and they at the hearings. They talk a good game at the hearings. Oh, my God. They're going to do so much damage to the Democrats in the hearings. They are so stunning and so brave. And at the end of the day, what have we done? Some of them just let Trump out to dry. They won't even come out and say the election was stolen. They just leave him out to dry. It's crazy to me, y'all. It is crazy to me. And let me just interject this because I feel like that this is a nuance that needs to be said every time I make a conversation about how crazy America is, that God is in control. I know our minds, our thoughts are not his thoughts. Well, we can't tell the future. If you can, I would love for you to come on the show and tell me my future. We don't know the future. You could say the future is bright. You could say the future is dim, but you don't know the exact future. And I'm under the impression, even though I feel like it's crazy, I'm mad at the Republicans sometimes, the Democrats are devils, I believe that God is in control. Now, there's things that are in our purview of control, meaning that you can control the way you think, you can control the way you pray, you can control if you show up and cast a vote. But anything outside of that, God is in control. I mean, God is in control of all of it. What I'm saying is that God may control things that you don't control. Or he's taking over the responsibility to control things that he's taking from you as your responsibility. I want to make sure I'm clear with that. God gives us responsibilities. You need to act on it. And there's consequences, right? When Samson cut his hair, there was a consequence. God didn't stop him from cutting his hair. There was consequences. When David killed Goliath. Goliath didn't just drop dead because God wanted him to drop dead. David had to pull up on Goliath and bust him in the head with a rock and behead him. So it's some things that we have to do, but then we can trust God in the process. I only got a little time left. Call in 844-900-7243. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum
and
Show.
Now he's tackling.
Looks like you need a vacation. Enter the 5-Hour Energy Where Will the Tide Take You sweepstakes. You could win a $10,000 dream beach vacation. Imagine jet setting off to a tropical paradise, having fun in the sun, or diving at a gorgeous reef. It's up to you. No purchase necessary. Go to 5HETIDE.com for official rules and to enter. That's 5HETIDE.com. Enter today. Ends June 30th, 2024.
His biggest assignment yet. This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. We're still talking about Donald Trump's house getting raided and all the components that goes around that. I got a few people calling in, 844-900-7243. Come on, is that right? Sound like some other number I know. Anyway, you can call in. Vincent from Everett, Washington. Welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hi, how you doing today?
I'm blessed. How you doing?
Same, sir. It's pretty scary what this country's coming into, huh?
It's crazy.
Letting all these pedophiles take control. That's what happened with the judge in Florida that let the FBI go into Mar-a-Lago. He's directly affiliated with Epstein and the island.
You think so? What is that? I hear you, but what does that have to do with
the judge?
Why do you think he did this?
The FBI raid Trump's house is directly affiliated with Epstein and the island.
I get that, but what do you think? Why do you think this judge somehow allowed Trump to be raided? Did it have anything to do
because
with pedophilia?
He knows what's coming, and they don't want Trump to let it get out. But you got to remember, Trump's five steps ahead of these guys.
I hope so.
So he understands what's going on. That's why he was in New York City when it went down.
I sure hope so, Vincent. Thank you so much for the call. Yeah, I want to say this because I don't ever want us to be so hypnotized that we fall for the okey-doke. You know, a lot of people say that Trump is playing 4D chess and all this other stuff and that he's 10 steps ahead of people. I hope so because I don't know if he is. And let me say this. I don't think that he knew what was going on. That's why he was in New York. I think they raided him because he was there. Because you have to think about it like this. They can't raid him if he's in Mar-a-Lago because he's protected by Secret Service. So if they have Secret Service agents that are there and two agencies are now in a conflict, then, you know, they're not going to be able to raid. So they waited till he was away and the Secret Service was protecting him in another place. And then they decided to raid his facility. That's just my thought process based on how I think these raids actually occur. But I pray to God that he's five steps ahead of people. I pray that he is. Because if he ain't, we in trouble. Mark from South Carolina, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hey, thank you for taking my call. So I'm just sitting back. I'm listening to you a little bit. And this whole thing is a circus. I mean, we don't know as a country what to believe anymore. I mean, you really do not know who's right, who's wrong. You watch all this stuff. I mean, you got this guy's house is being raided, former president. I mean, surely by now we should know why that's going on. You just don't know anymore. And you know, I said to your guy, elusive. Elusive is the word of the day. Everybody is elusive. You listen to these people, and they tell you one thing. You know, well, I didn't mean it that way. You took it the wrong way. Nobody in the country. We turn the TV on, and we're all getting sucked down the same toilet.
Right. I agree, Mark. You couldn't have said it any better. Elusive. It's just both sides, man. If Trump was wrong, you're not gonna hear it. You're not gonna hear it from our side. They're not gonna admit that he was wrong for anything. So you're not gonna hear it here. And if he's not wrong and innocent, you're never gonna hear from the mainstream media.
Yeah, and like your one caller said, okay, they're down there, they're going through his house. What's to say they're not? If they don't find nothing, they're going to come out and say they found something. I mean, and then what do we believe as the American public? You know, you don't know what to believe. Nobody knows what to believe. You just got to go with the flow. And, you know, as far as these talking points, you said you were mad at the Republicans. I mean, I turned on the TV the other day and I watched Lindsey Graham and Bernie Sanders face off with the town hall kind of deal. And, you know, both them guys, it's like you're watching two kids that went to debate school for the last 30 years, and you're not really getting anything from their heart. They're just telling you the debate, that whatever it is they want to talk about, they're going to tell you that. They're not telling you anything from their heart. Right. So that's what I want to tell you tonight. I mean, it's frustrating for me. Because I think we live in the greatest country in the world. I think that most Americans, 90% of us all, can get along and really have a lot in common. But this news media, this what's going on with this government, they got to do something, man. They got to turn this whole thing upside down and get it fixed.
Yeah, Mark, thank you for calling in. I agree with you. I think Mark, at least Mark, I believe, is expressing the way I feel. I don't know about the rest of you guys, but I'm just so sick of we don't know what's going on. We really don't. You know, we think we do, but we don't. I just remember back in the election when in 2020, when they're shutting the election down, are they they're supposed to continue to count. They stop counting. They start counting in the morning. We don't know what happened. Most of us believe it was complete fraudulent stuff, but nobody's forthcoming about anything that makes sense. And then we had our side raise all this money, and we had people release the Kraken. They said 100. They told us 100% that Trump was going to be in the presidency. He was going to get back into the presidency because they got ballots. I remember a guy coming on to a major news network and saying they got ballots that they stamped with, like, the Secret Service or something stamped them, or, like, you know, the government has stamped ballots, which you can't see, but if you do a light over it or whatever, it'll come to life. And they know which ones are real ballots. So if it don't pass that ballot test, then they know that somebody is a foreign document. I mean, I watched the guy say this on television, and I'm like, it never happened. It never manifested. I don't know where Release the Kraken then went. I ain't never heard from her again. She could be out there somewhere. Maybe she just banned on everything so nobody can find her. But my God, what do we believe? I think we have to have a faith in God, but it's hard to even determine what's real and what's not real. Everybody has an agenda. That's the reason why I thank God for my platform, because I'm just saying what I feel. I'm saying the things that I know that I've read. I don't have an agenda. Salem don't tell me, Brandon, you must talk about this, and then you have to talk about this from this angle. They say, get on there and do what you do. And I only know how to do it one way, and that's to diagnose with common sense the information that I read, use that in conjunction with my life experience, and just say what I actually feel about the situation. And these people on television, they don't do that. They're reading a teleprompter. I mean, how do we? Now, I get it. You can write your own stuff down and then read what you wrote off a teleprompter. But it's like, I want people to be genuine. You don't have to be perfect. You don't have to have everything laid out properly. You don't have to remember everybody's name. I just want to see, is this what you really feel? Or are you doing talking points? Is this what the Republican talking points are, or this is how you really feel about the situation? Are these Democrat talking points? Is this CNN talking points? Or do you really think that Donald Trump is a racist? I need to know. And I feel like Mark hit the nail on the head, man. Like, I'm sick of watching the television. I don't even watch the news. Only time I even pay attention to the news if I'm on there. And that's because I'm talking on there. But outside of that, I don't watch the news, man. I don't know what – these, you know, saw a lot of it's clickbait. Like I saw even Fox News, man. I want to like them. I want to like them 100% of the time. But, man, they be doing stuff. They had a video where they were highlighting a transgender kid, a family that influenced their daughter to transition. Fox News had this on it. I made a video about it. I'm like, what the – what – Fox News won't have Donald Trump on. That's what I heard. They won't have him on because they don't want to give me any, they don't want to, you know, support his campaign run. What is that all about? Y'all made $1 billion off of Donald Trump when he was the president. All y'all did was talk about Trump. And now the pressure's on, everybody want to back away from him. Did the same thing with Alex Jones. Now the pressure's on, everybody's trying to escape. But I want you to call in if you want to be a part of the conversation. Hold the phone. I will be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back. Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. My Pillow is having the biggest sheet sale of the year. You already know if you listen to me long enough. Mike Lindell wants to give back because of the awesome, awesome participation from you guys to help build MyPillow into being an amazing company. The Percale bed sheets is on the agenda. They're available in many colors and different sizes. And you know what, ladies and gentlemen, they're all on sale. For example, the queen size is regularly priced at $89.98, but it's now only $39.98 with our listeners promo code. So you better order now because when they gone. The Percale sheets are breathable and have a cool, crisp feel. They come with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. So if you don't like it, send it back. Don't miss out on this incredible offer. There's a limited supply, so make sure you order now. And I tell you what, we sleep on these MyPillow sheets and pillows and the slippers, and they good. So if you're wondering about that, they good to go. Call 1-800-976-8379. Use promo code Brandon. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Put in promo code Brandon. All right, the callers are off the chain. It's so many of them that I it's no way in the world I'm going to be able to get to all of you guys. So let me try to get to a few of you guys that are on subject. I want to go to Todd in Atlanta. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yes, Officer Tatum, thanks for taking my call. And I think you're on to something. Is this a government or is it an organized crime syndicate? You know, when they raided Trump's house, it made me think about the raid they did against Project Veritas and James O'Keefe. And when they raided Rudolph Giuliani, that was after Giuliani came back from investigating Hunter Biden in the Ukraine. And they went after Project Veritas because of a diary that James O'Keefe had belonging to the Biden. And I'm wondering if this has less to do about Trump's dirty laundry than it does about the dirty laundry of somebody else. And, this is, they raid his house. This is with the background of an FBI that lied about Russian disinformation, about the Steele dossier, about the Alpha Bank, leaked it to the media, got a special prosecutor the whole time knowing that it was complete garbage.
Right.
And they hacked into the executive office of the president, hacked into Trump Towers. This is the FBI with David Sussman, Hillary's lawyer, doing this. And we all know it from the Durham investigation and the Sussman trial. So, they're doing this right in front of our eyes. I mean, they've been perpetrating a sabotage and a psyops operation against the American people and against Trump since he came into office. And they framed Carter Page, they framed General Flynn, set him up in a perjury trap, and then Jim Comey brags about it to the media that he did it. And it's right in front of our eyes, and they're getting away with it. So, it's shocking. But how can we?
I agree, Todd. I get the more callers, but I agree with you. How can we trust? How can we trust the FBI who
Anything
did all of
do.
That?
God bless you, man. You're fighting a good fight. God bless you.
Thank you, Todd. I appreciate it. Yeah, I mean, how could we listen? I mean, Todd was on point. Like, you see all the stuff they didn't done to just Trump. Like, they should be the FBI shouldn't be able to investigate him no more. You guys are clearly have a conflict of interest. And we're not talking about the people, and I think Todd brought it up, but the people who are in the FBI bragging, texting each other, lovers, cheating on their husbands and wives, bragging to each other, talking about what they did to Trump and how they're going to make sure he don't get in the office. How do you not go to prison? Okay, let me get some more callers. Grandma from Southern California, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Yeah, the word of the day is oblivious. And when that kid starts talking about he didn't know and his feelings and that, you know what? Quit sitting on your brain and start using it and get some sense and watch what's happening. See what the borders are like. What happened when we left $80 billion or trillion over there with our enemies and equipment and buildings, and they shot the dogs and let them later dying. And then with Fauci, with his experiment on the beagles to the United States and other places, start thinking. It's not about feelings. The only man that's going to clean that squam pot and fight, we need a fighter. We always want to look, oh, if we find somebody, well, we find our Joan of Arc. Follow him. Find out what the heck he's going to do. Where were you when he was in office? Where are you now? Look at the gas prices now. Look at food prices. Look at the borders. Come on. It's not about feelings. Quit being so stupid. Start fighting with somebody that has character. The man has character. So he's a man who had a little testosterone thing going on one time. So what? He's a real man. And the Republicans are fighting against the Democrats because they got skeletons in their closet. And when it starts coming out, they start leaning on the Democrats. They're going to start leaning on the Republicans again. Get them people out of Washington. They're not royalty.
Amen. Amen, Grandma. I appreciate it. And the only reason I'm calling Grandma, because that's what she put her name as. So don't y'all think I'm judging this woman, guessing her age. I know better than that. How much time I got? All right, I got to go to break, but I want to tell you about Relief Factor first. Just real quick, if you want a solution to aches and pains, if you want something that works, if you want to support a company that does great work for the American public and patriots, go to ReliefFactor.com. Go to ReliefFactor.com. Get started with a three-week quick starter, $19.95. That's all you got to do. ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. I want you to feel the difference with Relief Factor.
Rattling trunks from sea to shining sea.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show, ladies and gentlemen. I'm going to try to cram a couple callers in here as fast as I can. Jim from Minneapolis, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Oh, my brother, it's so good to speak with you. It's an honor and a privilege, okay? I just want to say that when Biden said, if you don't vote for me, you ain't black. Do you know how offensive that is? And I'm biracial, okay? I'm just saying, number one. Number two, Joe is bought by China, Russia, and Ukraine. Okay, he's a puppet. Look at Biden. Nothing happens. Look at Trump. Everything happens. It's not fair. It's wrong. Okay? I will let you speak now, sir. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you, Jim, for calling in. I really appreciate the call. I agree with you. Obama's a mess. Biden is compromised. Look at that fool. He couldn't even put his jacket on getting out the plane. Dude, you can go sit down somewhere. Put him in a diaper and take him to the nursing home and let him sit down. Because it ain't no way in the world he can do anything as the president of the United States. I'm surprised he's not dead yet. And I'm not wishing upon his death because he's probably going to go to hell. But outside of that, I'm just joking, y'all. It's a joke. I don't know where he's going. It ain't up to me. That's between him and God. But I do think that man is circling the drain. I don't know why we even trust him to be the president. He can't even put a jacket on. He's completely retarded. And somehow they think he won an election. Anyway, let me see. I'm trying to go in order from the longest person caller, but I need y'all to make it quick, all right? You got to take a quick statement. I'm running out of time. Ken from Chicago, welcome to the Al Statham Show. I would say welcome back.
Hello?
I'm here. Yeah. Ken, welcome back.
Okay, yeah. I just want to say it real fast. Yeah, I'm glad that, you know, you are, you know, this organization that you mentioned, people need to donate so that we can be protected and protect others when they stand up for our rights. Because, you know, you see how these demon rats are getting so aggressive. And we need good lawyers on our team. And I'm glad that, you know, we need our own GoFundMe and everything, because, you know, we need to support one another. And we need a million-man march on Washington. You know what I'm saying? We need a million-man march to show them that, you know, we're not going to put up with this, and we're not going to tolerate their wickedness, their evil, and pillaging our country the way they're doing. So I'm hoping that people get started with this million-man march. I hope we can get that going one day.
Ken, thank you so much for calling in. I appreciate you. Yeah, I mean, we got to show a level of we ain't putting up with this bull crap. The problem is they do it because what are we going to do about it? What are Republicans going to do about it? They're not going to do anything. That's what I'm almost under the impression they're not going to do anything. Maybe they can't do anything. I don't know what it is, but all I know is that Democrats are getting ready with murder, and we don't have nothing to say for it. All of them, we talk about Clinton and all these people, they still free. Clinton was mocking Trump today because she's got a hat for sale that says something like, but they talk about her emails or something like that. She's selling a hat. Hillary Clinton is. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, entering into the last hour. Tons of people are calling in. I feel like my show and probably many other shows are inundated with speaking about what happened to President Trump. I think this is historic. This is not just an event that just happened and will go away. I don't believe that something like this has ever really happened to a president at his private residence, where they are using the FBI to target him, especially FBI that didn't have a good reputation against Donald Trump in the first place. And then you got Hillary Clinton coming out and mocking Trump with a hat she's selling. I'm trying to figure out what it says on the hat. I may have sent it to my team. Let me see if I can find it. But she literally is mocking Trump with this lunatic hat that she got. It's on Twitter. Here you go. Let me find it on Twitter. And she's not just mocking Trump. She's mocking all of us. If you look at what her hat said, it says, but her emails. She literally posted this. A hat that she mocked on her own head and said, but her emails. And she's selling the hat. And if you buy the hat from a shop, I'm clicking on it. They probably going to have my stuff now. Onward Together, the hat said, but her email. $30 hat. Look like they're getting this from a drop shipping company. Let me see if it's made, at least made in America. Union made in the USA. All her. She got merch. Hillary Clinton got merch. But you know how disgusting that is? I'm not gonna sit here and be like the left does and say, oh, it's disgusting. And it's all, you know, I'm gonna cry about it. No, we need to do something about it. When they mock up, why don't we mock them? If one of them go to jail, we need to mock them. I'll make a shirt and y'all can buy it. Make a hat, you can buy it. So we can mock the heck out of them just like they try to do us. All right, let me get a couple people in. Let's see. Walter from California, welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hello, how you doing, Officer Tatum? How are you doing, sir?
I'm blessed.
Sir, right along the lines of what you were talking about just now, but the purpose of my call, and I'll get to that first, was to say it's clear. If you look at the beginning of this during Trump's impeachment trials, when they were putting together the Russian collusion thing, Mitch McConnell and Lindsey Graham, and those people were standing there as the senators like Jim Jordan were telling them. If you think they didn't tell them that there was no evidence that this was a hoax, that these people, Adam Schiff, were lying, you can't comprehend. But these things are clear. These people had these conversations and they knew that was a hoax, yet they let it go because they did not want Trump's agenda to be successful. Then they knew that the election was going to be stolen because ain't nobody in their right mind is going to let a Democrat harvest votes. How in the world are you going to let anybody go to someone else that is indigent, that doesn't have the ability or the desire to be up to date on current situations in our country and tell them who to vote for? What kind of sense does that make? Where does a politician that is in charge of our country, where does he get that thought from other than the depth of evil?
Walter, I got a question for you. Why do you think that they're doing this against Trump? It seems like Trump is doing the will of the people. Like, the people love Trump. So why don't they just go along with that?
Well, okay, look at your answer. Look at your question, and you will find your answer. The Supreme Court just told them that we have a right to be armed, that we have a right to carry our arms. Here in California, they thumb their noses at the Supreme Court. Yet if the Supreme Court had turned around and said we could murder 10 billion babies from now on, they would have thrown that in our face as the law. This is crazy that we're allowing these miscreants to tell us that I got to call a man a woman. I'm not going to call a man a woman, and I wish you would stop. I wish all of you would just simply stop. Take the pain. Stop saying that Rachel Levine is a woman. She's not a woman. It's not a woman. It's a man named Rachel Levine because he literally changed his freaking name. That swimmer is a man, and he's competing against women. I left my job. I'm retired now because they had a meeting one day, and they called themselves cornering a few of us that are Christians because what they wanted to do was get us with this inclusion thing. Well, guess what? God is an inclusion with hatred, and he's not an inclusion with sin, and he is definitely not in collusion with Satan. And when these people come to us with this mess, we need to look at them and simply say very nicely, go away. I'm not doing it. I'm not Amen. Calling a woman a man, and I'm not calling a man a woman, and no men can't have babies. A mixed-up woman that wanted to cut her hair butch and look like a man and take pills to make her body react differently with having that baby and what it's doing to that baby's mind, all of those drugs that they're pumping into her, heaven knows what we're creating here.
Walter, I love it. Thank you so much for calling in. What a great call. I mean, I agree. Like, this is the whole sentiment I was speaking about earlier about us, you know, always bending a knee to Democrats to meet them in the middle. Why? You know, we need to start being mean to people. You get what I'm saying? I think we need to start being mean. Like, when we do see these people out and they're doing all this stuff, they need to realize that we ain't taking it no more. You want to change your gender and stuff, you better keep that to yourself. Don't come running to me telling me I'm supposed to look at you like a man. You ain't a man. I was on a panel with trans men, right? They call them trans men. Trans women, trans men, right? They're women that try to turn into men. And I had to tell them straight up, you know, I was being very nice because I believe that God has called us to be loving. But at the same time, I got to tell you the truth. And if you get your feelings hurt over the truth, that's your fault, not mine. It ain't the truth's fault. That's your fault. And I had to tell the young homie, I said, well, wait a minute. You're going to either go get your prostate checked, or you're going to go to an OBGYN. That's it. I don't care what you look like on the outside or what you try to dress like and what you want to sound like. You one or the other. When they do a medical procedure on you, they're not going to be using your pronouns. They're going to treat you like your biological gender or your biological sex. And maybe we should stop being so nice to people when it comes to this. You know, it's funny because America has watered down Christianity so much. Because we have just been comfortable, and then we get more comfortable, then we get more comfortable, and then before you know it, we don't have a religion. Like, people are afraid to stand up to people who are living the homosexual lifestyle. You don't have to be mean to them, but say, look, that's wrong. I don't want nothing to do with you, and nothing that you're doing. It's wrong. Why are we so afraid to do that? They're not afraid to tell us that we're full of crap, but somehow we're afraid to call them out for what it is. I understand the feeling. I'm not sitting there and acting like I'm holier than thou. I understand the feeling. I got people that I know that I love dearly, and they just so happen to like the same sex, and I don't understand it. And it doesn't change how much I love them, but it does make me feel confused about, well, how far do I go with this, right? I say I can never talk to you again. You're going to hell. You know, then I have to do the same thing with some of my friends that I know be fornicating. You're going to hell? You're not married. I can't talk to you no more either. You know, are we supposed to go that far? You know, I don't know. But I do think that we can't just keep taking a back seat to them taking over our country. They lie, they cheat, they steal, they attempt to take over. Jay from New Jersey, welcome to the Austin Tatum Show.
Hello?
Jay, welcome to the show.
Yeah, how you doing, sir?
Well, I'm doing well. I only got one minute, Jay.
I have a question. Why did you delete the N-word video that you posted?
I don't remember. What N-word video?
Like a couple days ago, a caller called about and talked about the N-word and you deleted it.
Oh, yeah. I deleted it because it wasn't performing well. That's all. It messed my channel up when some videos don't perform well. But it's still on Rumble.
But I think you should stand on what you say if you're going to speak on
it. It ain't got nothing to do with what I say. It got something to do with the algorithm on YouTube.
I think people were coming for you, though.
Oh, man, I don't care. Who coming for me? And I don't care. I say what I say. I stand by what I say. I only delete the video because it was the algorithm wasn't looking good. So we deleted it. But it's still on Rumble. So if people want to go watch it on Rumble, they can. Hold the phone. I'll be back after the break.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. Not afraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. With all the political issues that are on the plate today, including the outrageous FBI raid of President Trump's home at Mar-a-Lago in the aftermath of the latest multi-billion-dollar spending spree by Congress, I want to take a break a moment and remind you guys about the campaign for food for the poor. If you go to theofficertatum.com and you click on the banner at the very top that says Help Ukraine, your tax-deductible donations of any amount will help us rush urgently needed emergency meals to thousands of displaced children and families in war-torn Ukraine. A lot of you guys have already donated, but I'll be completely honest with you. They're running a little behind. They need some more help. And let me let you listen to a spokesman who is on the ground right now speaking to that specific issue.
And the only way that we catch up with that is with the generosity of people stepping forward, making that contribution in whatever way that they can. And that will allow us to reach those people that are there right now, sheltered in place or ending up in a refugee situation. You're allowing us to respond to this and go further faster.
Every dollar donated by my listeners will get you four meals or get them four meals to the refugees. So if you donate $50, you get 200 meals again, so on and so forth. The $100 will get you 400 meals. And that is, you're sending these meals to the people, not the government, the people that have been abandoned, people that are refugees, people that have been separated from their families in a more, a troublesome way than the stuff that they lie about in our country. But people that have been separated because of this situation that's happened in Ukraine. The evaluation that I make on this particular campaign is that, what would Jesus want you to do? Would he want you to give a dollar? That's four meals. Would he want you to give $20? You know, that's something that you need to think about, and we have to do something to help people and not just ourselves. So please go to theofficertatum.com, click on the Help Ukraine banner, or you can phone your donation directly to 855-918-4673, 855-918-HOPE, to help food for the poor. I want the guy Jay to call back in if he's out there. I think Jay from New Jersey. If you didn't catch what he said at the very end, I had a video because the caller that called in on the radio said the N-word, and we thought it was hilarious, you know, but you can't say the N-word on the radio. It's just the way he said it. He didn't mean any harm by it, but the way he said it, he sounded like a motorcycle, but only the N-word in place of the motor. So you know how that sounds. But anyway, he was saying the N-word, and we had to cut it out of radio, but we decided to put it on the YouTube channel because the YouTube is not censored like the radio is censored. And so we put it out there, and, the algorithm on YouTube is a big thing, and some people that don't have a YouTube channel may not understand this. Certain videos you put on YouTube, if YouTube deems it to be offensive or whatever the case may be, they will suppress the video. And once you get video suppressed, they begin to suppress your channel. And then it has a ripple effect of making all other videos not reach as many people as they should, which is something we learned over a period of time, 3 or so years of studying the YouTube algorithm. The gentleman that called in, I wish he would call back and finish his theory, but the gentleman that called in suggested that I deleted it because I was because people were coming at me on there. If you look at the stats from the video, I think 92% of people agree with me, which is majority of the people. Most of my videos at 99%. And there were people in the comment section that had a problem with whether or not people can tell them to say the N-word or not. In no way, form, or fashion would I delete a video because I care about what people say to me about it. Unless I was wrong and then I make a rebuttal video. Let me just explain this too, because I think people, it's just funny how people think, and I like to clarify this because I don't know if other influencers may have the same thing. You know, deleting a video, I want people to understand this. When I post a video online, if it's monetized, I make money on the video. I wouldn't delete the video because I couldn't care less. I could just still make money even if people don't like the video. So the reason for deleting the video is the algorithm. You know, I've never in my life deleted a video unless I was wrong. And then if I deleted it, I made a video saying I was wrong and saying that I deleted the other video. Uvalde was the biggest hit I've ever taken on any subject matter I've ever spoken about. Uvalde is the only, and I made like 5 videos about Uvalde. I lost 2,000 subscribers, which out of 1.9 million don't seem like a lot, but I lost 2,000 subscribers talking about Uvalde. So if I was the type of person to delete videos because I was mad at what people say or I was afraid of people coming at me, I would have deleted all of my Uvalde videos. And Uvalde, I've never been ratioed, but Uvalde was pretty close. How much we have, Nick? It was like only 72% of people agree with me on that one. Yeah, 70%. Like 70%. That's the lowest I've ever seen ever on my channel. And every comment was bashing me. Every single comment. On every social media platform. I went live 6 or 7 times about Uvalde. And so I just wanted to throw that out there because some people like to say that and then, you know, they maybe say, oh, Brandon deleted the video. It's like, nah, that was about my channel. That had nothing to do about the subject matter. And because I want you guys to know too, like, I couldn't care less if you disagree with me. I don't care. It's fun when people disagree with me because then it challenges the points that I make. But I don't care if you disagree with me. You don't have to like what I say. You don't have to listen to I really don't care at the end of the day. As long as I'm standing up on principle and standing up on truth, that's all that matters to me. And if people don't like it, that's totally fine. You know, I got past that when I started supporting Trump. I had family members. I had people at my church turning their back on me, telling me I ain't nothing but an end just like they are. I couldn't believe Sister Cia said that. I ain't even know she cussed. And she said, you ain't nothing but an end just like me. Can you believe that? Somebody at my church, somebody I praised and worshiped with, speaking in tongues with, said I ain't nothing but an N-word just like she is. I could not believe that. But I'm far past people criticizing me way back then. All right, let me get to another caller. Let's see. Who am I? Ken from Oakland, California. Welcome to the Officer Tatum Show.
Hey, Officer Tatum. How are you?
I'm blessed. How you doing,
yes,
Ken?
Yes, you are, sir. Yes, you are. Hey, listen, earlier you said something, and you hit the nail on the head when you said, why are they so worried about Trump? He lost the election, right? Well, this is why they're worried about Trump. Every one of them, Biden, Pelosi, Schumer, Schiff, all of them, Obama, they all know that they stole that election. Early on, Mike Lindell came out with some of the smartest cyber people on the planet, and they proved that 15 million votes were flipped from Trump to Biden. 15 million, and they know that. And they are worried that if he comes back, it's all going to get exposed. I mean, it's all, you know, I keep hearing in the news, there's no evidence, there's no evidence. Bull, you got the 2000 Mules movie, which was fantastic. You got French Speech has all the evidence on online right now all the evidence that you'd ever want from
Ken. I'm running out of time. Where do you say all the evidence is at?
Frankspeech.com. Mike Lindell, the pillow guy.
Awesome, Ken. I got to go to break, man. I got to go to break. Y'all hold the phone. I'll be back.
This is the Officer Tatum Show. This is the Officer Tatum Show. Not afraid to tell it like it is.
Welcome back to the Officer Tatum Show. Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say a quick prayer. Because, you know, we all do a lot of talking, and I know how it goes. You know, you get upset. You know. But we can't forget about God in this whole spectrum of things that are happening. And I think we have to pray. And I'll lead us in a prayer. And you know what's funny is that before I pray and say any of this, I remember when I was a new Christian. And I remember when I got saved and I said, God, wherever you want me to go, I'll go. Whatever you want me to do, I'll do. The think about being able to pray and preach Jesus on a syndicated radio show all across the country was unfathomable at the time when I got saved. And I am just so thankful that God has given me this platform. And this is why I honor God in what I do, because I know it was God. It wasn't me. It wasn't my friends. It wasn't somebody that referred me. It was God that opened up the window and the opportunity and chose me to be here. So I'm going to say a quick prayer. And I think my man Sean will tell me how much time I got. I'm not going to talk long because I don't pray long. So I got 2 minutes to say a prayer. So if you guys join me, don't close your eyes and crash on the road. Pull over if you're going to close your eyes, or keep them open and drive and listen. So, Lord, we want to come to you and say thank you for waking us up today, giving us a new opportunity for your kingdom to be brought here to earth, giving us a new opportunity to be the best versions of ourselves. God, we pray that you forgive us for things that we've done, unknowing or unknowing, and you give us the strength and courage to forgive other people as we will have you forgive us. And God, we pray for our country. Give us strength, uplift, and encourage leaders to stand up and make a difference and make a change, and empower everybody under the sound of my voice, and even those who are influenced by those who are listening, that you give them the courage to understand that they have value and they have a responsibility that's unique to them, and you've called them to do that. God, help them understand that opportunity. Help them understand the calling. Give them the courage to pursue the calling. And God, we pray for our country. We pray that you preserve this country. We pray that you I want to say revenge, but you fight our battles, the battles in which we cannot withstand, the battles in which we do not understand. Can you fight those battles for us and help us to understand what the future holds for us? And I pray, Lord, that you bless everybody under the sound of my voice. There's desires that each person has that only you know. And I pray that you answer those prayers. You answer those requests. Give us peace. Give us hope. Give us courage in a time such as this. We pray all of these things in Jesus' name. Amen. All right, I feel better. We can conquer the world now. We're going to take over. Forget what the Democrats are doing. They're going to hell if they don't repent and turn to the Lord Jesus Christ. I got a little bit of time left, and I'm just going to finish it with this. Have faith. Allow God to lead you. Understand that God is in control, and you need to do your part. I'll be back tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen.
This is the Officer Tatum Show on the Salem News Channel, on the Salem Podcast Network, and right here, right now.
What's going on, y'all? This is Brandon Tatum. I just want to thank you so much for listening to my podcast. You can always get the podcast at Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen to your podcast.